Bond Street, by the way.
Thank you for calling the business offices of Tread Bicycle Outfitters. Please select from the following options. For Brad, Internet Sales and Marketing, please press 3. For David, Inventory Manager and Buyer, please press 4. For Gene, Accounting and...
Your call is being transferred.
I can sit down. Yeah. I'm going to have you...
This is Gene.
Hey, Gene. This is Reuben Goldstein of the Bank of Cardiff. Underwriting, how are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Did I catch you on okay time?
Yeah, I got a quick minute.
All right. Hopefully you have two for me. Julian kind of popped me over the situation. I understand you're applying for an SBA loan. You understand our offer is pretty solid, but you want to see what else is out there, correct?
Right.
All right. With the fear of not rubbing you by the wrong way, did you get solicited by someone that offered you SBA loan, or you heard this was a good product? How does SBA loan come into the picture? Because we have SBA loans. We don't do SBA loans. We have products that are very similar. And if that's something you're looking for, I mean, I'm more than happy to go over it with you.
You know, I asked about those things in the first place, and you guys said no or whatever.
Well, have you ever done an SBA loan before or no?
Yes, I got a couple of them.
You have several SBA loans. Okay. And when's the most recent? Are you trying to tack onto your existing note or just do a completely new one?
It's a new one, but because it's with the same company that has the mortgage and everything, they can cross-collateralize.
And so is it my assumption you did your SBA loan with property being involved as part of the loan?
Yeah, well, the existing loan is that way, yes.
Okay. And just so I can understand, how recently did you do this loan?
2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago, okay. The reason is I don't really see it on your credit, so that's why I was asking. Unless it's not the Bank of America loan, correct?
No, Bank of America is my house.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't see this as a business loan. It's not a personal loan.
Okay, but it's tied to property. Gotcha.
Well, it's tied to business property, commercial property.
A building, correct?
Right.
And is it just one other quick question? Do you have a lot of equity in that property? Is that why you're going kind of through that idea?
Well, it kind of... I don't know, when you say a lot of equity, what does that mean?
Well, my experience with SBA loans and SBA-like products, SBA loans are not the only product like that. It's essentially a government-guaranteed loan. That's a good thing. It also involves collateral. Usually, it's 20 to 25% of those loan products have to be covered. So the signer has to say, hey, look, I've got a lot of equity to cover that 25% down. The reason why we don't really use that product, we do it for certain customers, is if we think there's a very little chance of qualifying for them, the worst thing you can do for a customer in this day and age, customers are kind of not sticky at this point. You've gone from, I know from On Deck to National Funding. It's because everyone's trying to throw you a better offer. And I think our experience is if people kind of shop around or we promise them something and then come back with kind of a bad offer or it doesn't get approved, we'll lose the opportunity to earn their business. And we know that unless someone has the necessary collateral going down that road, we're not going to be successful most of the time. It's something where you might get lucky, but we might get lucky in a sense, but it's generally not a long-term solution because very few customers kind of like that process and it's very, very long. What I wanted to talk to you about was really the approval and what we can do here. And this is not a sales pitch, it's just kind of telling you the truth of the matter, and hopefully you respect my honest opinion. So I understand you've done a few of these loans, and my assumption is you want something longer to keep the payments lower, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also want lower interest. Yeah.
I think the whole hopping thing is part of it. I think the understand of prepaid interest. So here's where we're at on this loan, and I just wanted to give you the truth of the matter. So the approval we have, it's going to expire on Monday. We keep our approvals 30 days out. I have my own book of business besides doing underwriting, and I've had customers that have come to me, they kind of wait, and then they come back, and then those approvals necessarily don't say the same. So if I have the opportunity to fund them before the approval runs out, I'm going to do my best to fund them. Here's what I can throw your way if it helps. The approval expires Monday. I can give you 1% off your loan if that pushes you towards the finish line. And kind of guaranteed funding as opposed to waiting, and I want to throw that out to your way. And that'd be 1% discount on any of the terms. There's nothing I can do besides that, but I just wanted to reach out to you so we don't jeopardize an approval and we're very transparent with you.
Well, thanks for the offer, but it's not even close to what the SBA loan would be like. And if I take your loan, that could interfere with getting the SBA loan. So,
when do you expect to hear back from your SBA lender?
I'm not exactly sure. There's still a few pieces of information I'm submitting to them that they're waiting for.
Okay.
So I don't expect it to be really, really soon.
Okay.
So.
I can understand your position. I think the one thing, reason we wouldn't go down the SBA-like product was, we have merchant interviews on a lot of our products. We're not here to, like, poke holes in people. We're just here to tell them the truth. You're telling me, and, you know, from, hey, look, I'm kind of past due with some of my vendors. They're not obviously reporting to business credit yet, but I don't want to get someone approved and then have that merchant interview happen, and then, you know, someone say, well, hey, look, we're in processing. We figured out this person's past due. We can't fund this loan. So we want to make sure we give you a product that can actually fund. I guess the second question I could ask you is, are you looking for an SBA loan of a much larger dollar amount, more than what we approved? Is it the dollar amount that's the issue?
Well, I am looking for a larger dollar amount, but that's because it would be a 10-year loan.
Okay. What kind of dollar amount were you looking for?
But also, if your cash advance loan, I'm going to want it to be as small as possible. So.
Well, we're not doing a cash advance. We're doing a business loan. There's a significant difference. An MCA is an advance that really doesn't have tax advantages, and it's not a loan. Whereas our loan, it's a loan. It's not a cash advance. It's not an MCA. It is truly a business loan.
Okay.
But
it's still a short term with much higher interest.
Well, you had a 114. Yeah, I mean, compared to an SBA loan, you had a 114 over 6 months, and we offered you, I think, over 18 months. We offered you a one. I think it's like a one. What did we offer you offhand? It was like a 129, correct?
Could be. I'd have to take out my notes on it.
Okay. I mean, I think the other thing that I'm getting from you, and I'm just, you know, the way that I view it is this, you don't really, there's no, like, you don't need this money right now. You're kind of, and it's completely fine. You're saying, hey, look, I'm just going to wait, and if these vendors report to my business credit and say I'm past due, it is what it is. You're willing to wait because there's no, like, urgent need. Is that correct?
I'm willing to wait because I want to do the right thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
fair.
If waiting to do the right thing is the right thing, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think.
So the type of loan that I'm looking for is a different product than you have, and it's more of the right thing. So, yes, I'm willing to wait to get that.
Okay. Well, I think it's one of those things where, you know, I don't want to spin your wheels. I think sometimes people just kind of try to find a, and not us, but a lot of brokers in this industry will kind of try to find a Hail Mary solution. When do you want Julian to follow up with you?
Well, I told him it would be at least a couple weeks. I mean, if this doesn't go through, then I'll give you guys a call back.
Would you want to do the loan, or does it still not interest you in a few weeks? If, assuming your SBA loan doesn't work, I mean, is that something you'd like to do, or is it just kind of you're not going to do anything? And, you know, I'm just asking you a pretty point-blank question, so don't take it the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that today. So it's a fine question. I just don't know the answer.
Have your vendor?
I will be looking for a loan at some point. So.
Okay. And I'm assuming Bank of Cardiff has given you the cheapest offer on this product so far, correct? I mean, no fees, interest forgiveness on a renewal. I don't see it.
I think it probably was. I didn't have that many quotes yet.
Well, you told me I think you got a 128 over 12 months, and we have a very similar cost with no fees over 50% longer, and we offer interest forgiveness on a renewal. So I think we're about 50% cheaper in my estimation.
Well, I'd have to, again, I just kind of shelved all of that because right now I'm looking for a different product.
Yeah, I mean, let us know what happens. I'm sure you know the SBA loan process is pretty hairy. Something happens, you know, give us a call. We just want to be up front and say, hey, the approval expires Monday, so if someone wants to kind of risk it, that's their call, but we want to be transparent on what we can provide.
Right.
Cool. All right, we'll hopefully hear from you in a few weeks, and I wish you the best of luck in the SBA loan search.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.